All right, so forever God is faithful, he's strong, his love endures forever. December 31st is a good day to look back on the previous year. It's also a good day to look forward, which we're going to do in a little bit. But looking back at this past year, I hope you're able to see that God's love has endured throughout this past year. I hope you have been able to see that he's been faithful. But I also hope you have been able to see that not everything has always been happy, clappy, and smiles. There's been times where it's been challenging. There's been times that there's been tears. There's been times when there's been unexpected. God's still been faithful through that. Amen? Amen? Now, there are times when you wake up in the morning and you're like, sweet, I could tell God's faithful and he loves me because this is happening. And that's awesome as well. So we want to talk about all those things. We're going to do it in a very easy way. I do this with my staff every week. I want you just to share one thing that has made you smile this last year. And one thing that has made you frown. All right? It really is as simple as that. If you want to share more, that's fine. But I want to make sure everybody around the table has a chance to share. Simple instructions. After somebody shares, somebody else at the table, doesn't matter who, say, hey, thanks for sharing. Okay? Because that just feels really good. And it takes some of the pressure of talking in front of people you know or don't know away. All right? The psalmist David said this in Psalm 36. He says, your unfailing love, O Lord, is as vast as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches beyond the clouds, whether we're in moments of frown or moments of smile. All right? So around your table, make sure you know the people, at least know their name. One thing that's made you smile in the last year, one thing that's made you frown. Questions? Ready, set, go. All right. Well, how was that? Was that good? Did you guys finish? Yes, no, maybe so. Here's my encouragement. Continue these conversations throughout the rest of today and tomorrow and the next day and the next day. I want to pray and thank God for what we just shared. Lord, thank you for the highs and the lows of this past year. Thank you for the things that made us smile, the things that made us frown. Lord, I thank you that you have been faithful through all of that. You've been steadfast. Your love endures forever, and I thank you that we get to share that around our tables. Amen. All right. We want to take an offering as part of what we do. The tithes and offerings, the money that you give, goes towards all sorts of different ministries, goes towards facilities, goes towards people who need it, who get to hear the story of God's faithful and enduring love. You may be seated. How many of you know that, when in the beginning God created heaven and the earth, he didn't just hand this book down, right, wrapped in pages and leather bound and everything? The story of Scripture used to be told, right? It was the people would hear it, they'd listen to it, and then they'd tell it to other people. They didn't always just sit and read it. That might be part of why Paul says in Romans 10, so faith comes from hearing. That is, hearing the good news about Christ. We have a great opportunity, instead of listening to me preach this morning, which is, we have a great opportunity to hear the story. Patty, come on up here. Do you want me to explain anything at all about this, Patty, or do you want to? Sweet. Well, I have turned on both of these. I'm going to give Patty the blue one. And ready, set, have fun.
Go. Okay. So Wednesday nights, we have a little kids program called Kids at First. And, I mean, sometimes we've had like 12 or 15 and it's chaos. And sometimes we've had 3 and it's still chaos. But we have been learning the stories of the Bible because I knew that we were going to be doing Bible in a Year next year. And I wanted the kids to be able to do Bible in a Year too. But don't try reading the Bible in a Year with kids. So we did Bible in a Year Light, which is called Storying, and I'm going to have them all come up, and they're going to help me share stories from the Bible. Come on. So it's all based on pictures, and because, you know, our littlest ones can't read yet, so they can look at the picture, and they tell us what that picture stands for. So, we're just going to raise hands, okay? just like we do in class, and then you guys can tell this story. We might be a little rusty, and this may be a total fiasco, because we haven't met for 2 weeks, so we'll see how much they remember, okay? So who wants to do this one? Jadella? Okay. Got this one?
The Lord goes down.
Can you say more?
I don't want to.
Okay, that's fine. Yes. Anything else?
God made the earth and the water.
And the water?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anybody remember anything else? Yeah?
He made the trees and he made the grass and water.
Mm-hmm. Etta, do you remember any more?
He made the animals too.
And Thorin?
He also made Adam and Eve.
Good job. So that was our first story, creation. I need a Vanna. No, I got it. Okay, so here's our second story. Do you need to look a little closer there? Okay, who wants to do second story? Okay.
The snake told them to eat the fruit, mm-hmm. and they eat it. And the girl told him to eat it, and then a fire guy with a fire sword told him to not.
Right, the guy with the fire sword told them not to come back, right? Were they supposed to eat that fruit?
No.
Okay, so they got kicked out? Okay, so that was, sometimes they get it all. That was disruption. Okay, who wants to do this one? Etta?
Oh. There were these two guys named Cain and Abel, and one thought, its gift was better than the other gift.
Yes, good job.
And one gift was food, and the other one was sacrificing sheep.
That's what happened.
And they went out in the field, and then one of the brothers killed the other brother. And then God said, where's your brother? And then the brother said, I'm not the keeper of my brother.
Good job. So what happened to him?
He had to walk.
Yep, he had to go walk. Good job, Etta. So that was Cain. Okay, who wants to do this one? Eloise?
So Jesus was going to send a big flood, so he told Noah to pack two pairs of each animal, and God also told him to build a big boat, and so then he did, and he put all the animals in there. And then they had the bird, and they wanted to know if the flood was done yet, and so then they sent a dove, and then the dove brought back a clover.
Mm-hmm. And then it was okay to get off?
Yeah.
Yep. And then they got off. That's hard. Who wants the hard one? Thea, I see you thinking about it. You want to try? Awesome.
God told Noah, Abraham, to look up at the stars, and he said that his family's gonna grow that big.
Was Abraham an old man or a young man?
An old man?
Yeah. So Abraham was an old man, and was his wife old or young?
Old.
And did they have any kids?
No.
Yeah, they had no kids. So what did they think about that? Do you remember? They laughed. Kind of like I did when I found out I was pregnant at 38. And she was a little bit older than me. Good. That's good. Okay. Thorin?
So, 20 years later, Abraham and his wife had a kid named Isaac. They named him Isaac because it meant laughter. One night, God told Abraham to sacrifice Isaac to him. So when Abraham was about to sacrifice him, God said, "Stop and kill the lamb in the bush instead."
Yeah, because he had provided a ram, didn't he? But Abraham showed faith, didn't he? He trusted God. That was pretty awesome. Because that Isaac was, like, to Abraham, the fulfillment of the covenant God had made for him. Yep. Yep. So that was a hard one. Sweet. All right. A few more. Who wants these guys? We'll see what Jadilla has to say. She's going to be shy. For whatever reason, this story has always been really hard for them. Do any of you guys recognize who this might be? Yes, Jacob and Esau. All right, so Isaac grew up, and they had, he and his wife had two sons. This one is really complicated, I think. That's part of the problem. So they had two sons, Jacob and Esau was hairy, and Jacob was not, and after they grew up, what happened? Do any of you guys remember? You want to try?
So, wait, which one's Jacob?
The not hairy one.
Okay.
Okay. It's okay. So, Isaac was... Well, no, he was kind of on his deathbed, and it was time for him to give away his blessing. And you remember the last part? Okay.
One of the brothers gave away his inheritance.
Yeah. Yeah, Esau gave away his inheritance for a bowl of...
soup.
Yep, a bowl of stew. Not his best move. And then he also ended up not getting the blessing because what did Jacob do? He dressed up in what? Anybody remember what he dressed up in?
Goat or sheep hair or something?
Yeah, he dressed up in goat skin. And his dad thought that he was his brother because Esau was the oldest and should have gotten the inheritance and the blessing. But Jacob put on goat skin so that he was as hairy as his brother, which really makes me wonder what Esau looked like. I mean, how do you confuse that? I just don't even know. But his father Isaac couldn't really see at all at this point. So he felt his arm and he gave Jacob his blessing and then realized that that was the wrong son. But he only had one blessing to give, which is crazy. So anyway, that's Jacob and Esau. Okay, we got three more. Hang with me. Okay, you remember?
The Noah got two guys throw the Noah guy with the striped, the rainbow striped man with a big shirt on his body, and they threw him away on the dungeons.
Okay. Kind of getting there.
It almost...
Do you want to fill in some more,
Etta? It was a rainbow robe.
It was a rainbow robe. And do you remember his name? His name is Joseph.
Joseph.
Right. Okay. So why did Joseph have a rainbow robe?
Because the dad thought he was his favorite.
Right. So his brothers tried to get rid of him because they were a little jelly?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So what happened after he got thrown in the pit?
They took off his rainbow robe and put in goat blood, and then they bring it to his father, and then he thought, then the brother said he was dead. And then, I don't remember anymore.
That's awesome. Okay.
Go in some blanks.
The brother sold the father's favorite brother.
Mm-hmm. Do you know who they sold him to?
The Egypts.
Yeah, the Egyptians.
Egyptians.
And what did he do in Egypt? You don't know? Do you remember what he did in Egypt?
Does anybody remember what he did in Egypt? He ended up... Do you remember? No. Oh, he ended up interpreting some dreams of the Pharaoh, and Pharaoh was so impressed that he ended up making him second in command, because the dreams that Pharaoh had been having meant that there was going to be a famine. So they had 7 full years where they took in a lot of food and they stored it, and then during the 7 years of famine, they gave it out. And because they were giving it out, who came to see him in Egypt?
The brothers.
Right, and what did they do?
They bowed down to him because they didn't know that it was their brother.
Mm-hmm. And then did they stay there?
Yeah.
So they ended up moving their families to Egypt, right? So that's how the Israelites ended up in Egypt. Okay, how about this one? Evie, I know you like this one. Do you want to try?
The goat got the baby with the queen, and the boy's queen had a cat, and there was a girl there, and she held a baby.
Now, you guys may laugh, but she told me this during one Wednesday, and I'm like, why do you think that there is a cat in the story of Moses? And we went home, and in our little storybook Bible at home, sure enough, Moses is holding a cat. And how she remembered that is totally beyond me, because we hadn't read it in months, but she knew. All right, so what happened to Moses after that?
She ran home and told her mother.
Mm-hmm. His sister did. What did she do?
The princess, she gave money to the mother of the baby.
I don't think she knew she was a mom, but she had him raised. She had her raise Moses, right? So Moses was raised by his mom, but he was still considered the princess's son, right? What happened after that? Does anybody remember? So after that, there was a little problem, and Moses ended up killing somebody when he was older, and he fled Egypt, and he went out in the desert, and he ended up raising sheep. He was a shepherd for a while. Which brings us to our next one. I don't think you were even here for this one. Do you remember it?
The guy with the cake.
The guy with what? It was the guy with the kitty. Do you remember what the guy with the kitty did? We don't know. Anybody else? Thorin? No? Told you we were a little rusty. Thea, you want to try? Right, the guy was a shepherd. So what did he end up doing?
You remember what he saw?
He saw a burning bush. And it talked to him. It didn't burn up. It talked to him. So what did it tell him to do?
You remember?
It told him to go back to Egypt and free his people.
And so he went back to Egypt to do that, and he talked to Pharaoh. And what did he keep saying to Pharaoh?
Let my people go.
And what did Pharaoh keep saying?
No.
Nope. So There were 10 what?
Commands.
Well, 10 commandments came a little bit later. But as Moses was trying to free his people from Egypt, he kept sending, God kept sending 10. You remembered a lot of them, plagues.
Plagues?
Yeah, do you remember what any of the plagues were?
He made the water turn into blood. Mm-hmm. And and he sent darkness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a period of darkness and boils and frogs and insects. And Pharaoh kept saying no, right? Until the very last one. And do you guys remember what happened for the last one?
God said everybody, all the people. So they had to put blood on over their door, and God was going to kill the firstborn of every son. But if there was blood, he would pass over that house. And a one-year-old sheep.
Mm-hmm. And did the one-year-old sheep have any blemishes?
No. But Pharaoh did not do that, so his son died.
Mm-hmm. And what did he finally say?
Go.
Yeah, he finally let them go, didn't he? And so they started running away, and what happened then? They reached
an ocean.
And what do you do then?
And what was the guy's name? Moses spread out his arms, and the sea, and there was a gust of wind, and then the sea parted for them. And then when they were at like halfway through, Pharaoh was chasing them. So they made it the other halfway when they were halfway. And then Moses did something, and then the water fell and drowned all of Pharaoh's people.
Yeah. Awesome job. And that's how far we've gotten. Good job, you guys. You remembered a lot. That was great. You okay, Jadella? Did you have anything to add? Okay. Thank you all very much for helping me tell the stories. That was a good job. Go back.
That's hard enough to get up in front of a group of people at any age, yet to be able to tell the story of Scripture, that was good. Patty, thank you. Kids, you have been recruited to preach 3 out of 4 Sundays a month. And if you're going to join us for the Bible in a Year reading, they are halfway through Exodus, so there. We want to sing again. We're going to do just a little bit more conversation around the table, and then we're going to set you free. So why don't we stand and sing another song? And here that we just said we're going to stand, you can go ahead and have a seat. Okay? There are some things you can plan, some things you can't plan. I had no idea that the kids were going to story and where they would end at the Red Sea. I knew that there was going to be a verse I'd share right now before we dreamed a little bit about 2024. Isaiah 43, it's that thing God talks about, hey, I'm doing something new. But right before that, this is what he says. I am the Lord, your Holy One, Israel's Creator and King. I am the Lord who opened a way through the waters, making a dry path through the sea. I called forth the mighty army of Egypt with all its chariots and horses. I drew them beneath the waves and they drowned, their lives snuffed out like a smoldering candle wick. God says, but forget all that. It's nothing compared to what I'm going to do. And then he says, for I'm about to do something new. See, I've already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. The wild animals in the fields will thank me, the jackals and the owls too, for giving them water in the desert. Yes, I will make rivers in the dry wasteland so my chosen people can be refreshed. As we look into 2024, I hope, at least I do, I look and I say, all right, God, what is it that you're going to do? What's new that you're going to accomplish? What is it that you have for me, for us as a church? What's my hope? What will be the thing that you could do that would leave me and us refreshed? All right, so what we're going to do for about 5 minutes around the tables is just share one thing, that one hope you have for 2024. We're not like name it and claim it. We're not predicting prophecy, any of that. We're just saying, God, this, if this is a new thing that you want to do, it will be refreshing to me. Does that make sense? Okay. Go. All right. Well, I told you 5 minutes. I want to hold my word. It's kind of hard just to be put on the spot and think about hopes and goals and dreams. So if you didn't have something off the top of your head, be thinking about that. I think God wants to give us the things that refresh us. I do. I think he smiles when we're able to be refreshed. So one of the things that was said at my table, and I'm not kidding, and this wasn't a plant either, but this person said, I want to finally be able to read the Bible through in a year, which is great because we are doing that this next year as a church. Again, was not a plant, but I was just like, can I use that? Can I share? So this next year, if you want to join us, you are welcome to. If you don't, still keep coming. We're not going to spend every Sunday around tables and chairs, but we're going to be working our way through a Bible in a year with a specific plan. Some of you have done these, some of you haven't. Each day, there's an Old Testament reading, a New Testament reading, a psalm, and a proverb. You can use a hard copy like this where it's already divided out for you. If you have your own favorite Bible, we have the January's reading days, plans, whatever, on a thing out there. And then I just realized, Miss Christie texted me like 3 days ago saying, hey, I found the exact app for the reading plan. It's right here. And I looked at it and I texted her back. I said, no, it's not the right one. And then my wife was looking at these last night and found the exact app. And I looked and it was the exact one that Christie sent me. So, we want to thank Christy and Abby for finding the right app. If you have the YouVersion Bible, type in 1 year Bible, and it actually, it doesn't have the same picture. If you want to find it, we'll try and send out a link. But with tomorrow being January 1, we're going to kick this thing off. Oh, yeah, it looks like this if you've got better eyes than me. And I tell you what, if you have any questions on it, talk to Elena. Or the reading plan that Dick's holding up right there. Looks like that piece of paper. You can read it from your favorite Bible. Each Sunday, we're going to preach from the texts that are on that day. So that's if you want to know what we're preaching on in the 37th Sunday of this coming year, you can figure it out. They're on the table by the office, so take one today if you don't have. I've got four or five more of these. If you want one, they're 15. If you don't have 15, don't worry about it. This was fun, yes? Okay, well, speaking of fun, we're going to, those that want to, stick around. We're going to play some games. There's going to be a potato bar. There's going to be soups. Where is Lori? Right here in front. Do I need to say anything else about this? Can people stick around here and just... Yeah, okay, so there's board games that are out there. The meal will start at 12:15. Stick around, play games, talk, laugh, all that other good stuff. Somebody did text me and ask if we were going to stream the Seahawks game. I don't know how to do that, but if somebody knows how and wants to stream it, that's fine. Starts at 1. Okay, hey, how about this? If you want prayer for this coming year or anything at all, Sherry would love to pray with and for you, as would Cindy. She's just grinning at me. So after service, feel free. I'm going to sing the doxology. Not I'm going to. We're going to sing the doxology. Wow. And then I'm going to see if I can remember the benediction, because I couldn't last week. So let's stand. Let's sing the doxology together.